For the last several years, the Wyoming Senate in particular has been promising to make major cuts to education funding. While there have been reductions, K-12 education has not faced the types of cuts the Department of Health, the University of Wyoming, or other areas of state government has faced. This year, there seems to be momentum to make those cuts, but the current proposal may not be constitutional. K-12 education requires a certain amount every year that's based on a funding model. The model lists a number of things a district needs in order to offer an equitable and quality education. A big part of that is the basket of goods, or 10 content areas that must be taught, like math. Senate Minority Leader Chris Rothfuss says there's another key point.
The state has a complete obligation to raise revenue as necessary to meet the needs of the cost of education for a high-quality education that's equitable throughout the state.
This language came from the Wyoming Supreme Court, who in the 1990s forced the state to change the way it funded education. In other words, if they are short money, Rothfuss says lawmakers need to raise taxes for education, something they haven't been willing to do. Rather, the legislature has been using reserves to make up for a $300 million deficit. That has led to a bill that cuts $100 million out of what they pay school districts while also imposing a tax for future revenue. House Majority Floor Leader Albert Summers.
That bill is really a vehicle for the discussion on how we want to fund K-12 education going forward. How do we want to manage our shortfall?
One issue is that courts indicated that across-the-board cuts are not constitutional, but Senate Majority Leader Ogden Driscoll adds that they need to do something different.
We will deal with education either by ourselves or via the courts in the next 6 years. When you look at the trend lines, it's absolutely not sustainable to do the status quo.
School districts say they have been willing to help out to a point. Jubal Yenny is the Albany County Superintendent.
You know, we certainly are working with the legislature as well as the school board to figure out ways that we can be more frugal and provide education with fewer dollars. And we've done that over the past 5 years when everything started going in a different direction. And I know my fellow superintendents have done that as well.
But Yenny agrees with Rothfuss that lawmakers should have figured out a way to find money to address the deficit. He says Casper Representative Steve Harshman actually developed a white paper with a number of solutions that was essentially ignored.
Doesn't seem to be the time ever for people to say, well, let's take a look at some other options. And that may be more frustrating than anything.
Senator Rothfuss says cutting back on education is a bad idea at a time when the state needs to develop smart people to get it out of its economic doldrums.
This idea that somehow the state will be better off if we cut education, in my opinion, absurd. Nothing good will come for the state of Wyoming for cutting education.
House Majority Leader Albert Summers says they have few options at the moment. He notes they'll burn up their reserve account in 3 years at this point, and then things will be even worse. Summers adds it's too early to determine if their approach is constitutional.
You know, we'll try to do our best to find a solution. We may not, but we will work at it. And then the courts will ultimately, districts will decide what they need to do, and then ultimately the courts will decide if it goes to them.
But that court piece has rarely gone well for the state. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.